Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is Dave, and in this podcast episode, I am going to talk about, it's a bittersweet episode, guys, bittersweet. I'm so fucking sad. I'm going to talk about the end of the Starz Evil Dead series. Ash versus Evil Dead is done. Bruce Campbell put up a post that he is finished playing Ash Williams after 39 years of being involved with the character. And it is fucking bittersweet. I grew up with Evil Dead. Grew up watching Bruce Campbell. I'm a big, big fan of Bruce Campbell. I think he's so fucking underrated and awesome. Love the guy. He's a legend to me. And he's an immense entertaining talent to me, you know, and his character Ash Williams is fucking awesome. Ashy slashy, fuck the world. But yeah, I will never forgive Starz. Like, I will never fucking forgive Starz for this shit. But I'm gonna get into that in a sec. I also want to say, you know, sorry I haven't had a recent audio episode up. I've been doing a little bit more video on YouTube right now. So for you guys that have been watching the YouTube videos, it's kind of a new venture for me. I've always just kind of done the audio, but I'm having fun doing videos. I think the videos are, they're interesting because I'm actually able to be a little more creative, be a little more fun with it. As opposed to audio, you can only do so much with audio. So I'm having fun with it, and for you guys watching, you know, again, thank you. Just trying to have fun and entertain you guys, and kick you the real deal with movies. Speaking of videos, I'm gonna have an Ant-Man and the Wasp reaction video up. I have not seen the trailer. I purposely have held off till I record my reaction real time watching the trailer, and then I'll get into my thoughts about Ant-Man and that whole little franchise they're trying to build up, and the trailer. I'm kind of excited because I like Ant-Man. I think Paul Rudd is fucking funny as hell, and he was like a sleeper hero, and Ant-Man fucking rocks. But let's get back to Evil Dead. Evil Dead 2 is one of my no bullshit favorite movies of all time. I would say it's top 10. Like, nuclear bunker status, you can only bring 10 movies down with you and maybe some ramen noodles and tuna. Guess what the fuck I'm bringing? Evil Dead 2, bitches. I gotta throw in John Carpenter's The Thing in there too. Also, Aliens, James Cameron Aliens. I'm not gonna get into a top 10 list, but yeah, man, Evil Dead 2 is gonna be in there. The movie's just fucking awesome. It's fun. Super entertaining, not for everybody, kind of campy for people, you know, kind of cheesy for some people, but you know, that's the side of the movie. It's just fun. Yeah, like I said, super bittersweet, man. Ash vs. Evil Dead went out on a fucking high note. I remember when the series first was announced, I was stoked. I remember the first episode I saw. I was actually in Florida at the time. I was just fucking hyped, man, and I loved it, you know, from the first episode. I thought they captured the Evil Dead vibe perfectly. I thought Bruce Campbell, like, fucking nailed it. He definitely still had it from that first episode, and I was just, like, eager to see what they did with the series and franchise. And the only gripe I had was that they were only a half an hour long each episode. I found that kind of annoying, but, you know, I get it. They did the best they could. It's not like the Evil Dead franchise has the biggest following or the biggest backing. So, you know, maybe that was just like all that was in the budget, 30 minutes per episode. But yeah, like, you know, here we are. Season 3, it just wrapped up. I fucking hated Pablo at first, but and then he grew on me. Super funny character. Kelly was cool. Didn't like her at first either too much, but she kind of grew on me. Lucy Lawless is fucking awesome as Ruby. She just rocks. I think she's a vampire, by the way. She just does not age. Bruce Campbell, again, on fucking point. Like, the man still has it. Still got the charisma, just completely owns the role. And as the series went on, it just got better and better, man. And I would tell people, I'm like, you want a fun show to watch? Watch fucking Ash vs. Evil Dead. Shit rocks. And each season, it just got better. The budget improved. And they fucking killed it with the third season. I mean, they went all out. I was kind of shocked that Starz announced that they're not going to continue with the series. But it wasn't a surprise at the same time, because I'm watching a series and I'm like, damn, they're like really dumping a lot of money into season three. It was like almost like movie quality. Like, I mean, the special effects are pretty good. The practical effects, the feel, you know, the camera work, everything. It was just like high production value, and it far surpassed season one and season two. So they were on a roll. I'm like, fuck, man, this show's just getting better and better. Like, Ash vs. Evil Dead's going to stick around for sure. So when I got the news that they were going to cancel the series, of course, I was just fucking bummed. I'm like, what? It was just a shocker. And I was like super pissed at Starz. I'm still kind of annoyed at Starz. I think they're fucking idiots for this. I seen fans complain, you know, making comments on social media that it doesn't matter anyway if Netflix picks it up because Bruce said he's done. Yeah, but fucking morons, Bruce is done because the show got canceled. Like, you don't think if the show was like got great ratings and kept going forward to like 9 seasons, he wouldn't be down? Of fucking course he would have rode that bitch till the wheels fell off. So yeah, you know, my selfish side, like, I definitely want to see Netflix pick it up or Amazon, you know, some other big production company that can back it. And I want to see Bruce Campbell change his mind and come back. But he kind of put things in perspective. You know, he's been involved with the character for 39 years. He's just done. He's tired. And it's better to go out like on a high note, you know what I mean, where the energy's still there. But like, my selfish side again wants to see him continue. You know, it's very bittersweet for me. It's kind of like end of an era. I'm a really, really big Evil Dead fan, and I'm a huge Ash Williams fan, the character, and Bruce Campbell the person. So I don't even know if I should rate season three. I should. I'm just gonna say it was the best season out of you know, all the seasons of Ash vs. Evil Dead. How I rate the series overall, for me, being an Evil Dead fan and all the nods to the movies and the lore, I grade the series an A. I mean, that's me though. You know, I know that I'm biased because I'm a big Evil Dead fan, but I definitely grade it an A. And I don't even know if I'm gonna get into spoilers for the last episode. Actually, I think I'm probably gonna touch on a few things. So if you guys don't want to ruin for you, you can hop off now. Thanks for listening. And if you enjoy the episode, please subscribe, click like, greatly appreciated. We're on social media. We are now into the spoiler section. So I'm loving what they did with season three, and the last episode was definitely, they went out with a bang. You finally got to see the demon Khandar. You know, I love the nods to the movies. If you pay attention to the movies and you're a fan, you'll pick up on all the shit. You know, like Ash's necklace that he gave his girlfriend Linda. You know, all of a sudden that appears in season three. In the last episode, he gives it to his daughter. And I thought it was an awesome passing of the torch. You know what I mean? Very symbolic. I love it that you're looking at these items that were in the previous movies. Love how in the series they visited the cabin. Love how in the series, you know, he fought the grandma, the old lady in the basement again. I mean, it was just, man, I could just rant and rant on how awesome this series was. But back to the last episode, yeah, you see Khandar, and, you know, you hear like that chant throughout the movies. They say that name, and you finally see this big demon. And I love the design of it. It was like very Evil Dead-ish, and it looked kind of creepy. The effects were decent, you know, considering for like a lower budget show. I got no complaints. And yeah, man, just just very bittersweet. I'm really happy with what they did with the last episode again. They went out with a bang. That ending was fucking crazy. And it's sad. You know, it's fucking sad, man. Like, Ash is in the future. Like, you know, he was like in a cryogenic chamber, obviously. And then you see, like, he got his hand back. I'm watching that, and I'm like, fuck, man. If they were to continue with season four, the budget would have been nuts. Because there would have been so many special effects. You know what I mean? With all the high-techy visuals. Like, some of the characters, like, you can just see that they're going to be, like, part cyborg, you know, with clear body parts. And the budget would have just probably been through the roof. And, you know, that was ultimately... these stars execs were like, we can't do this, you know what I mean? But if you look at the ratings, the reviews, like Rotten Tomatoes, Ash vs. Evil Dead's fucking awesome. Like, the fans love it. But I guess the ratings are not there. Why? Who the fuck knows? I like to blame it on stars not promoting the show properly. I mean, I only saw Bruce Campbell and Dana De Lorenzo, I think is her name, Kelly, and Ray Santiago, who played Pablo. I saw them promoting the shit out of it. You know what I mean? But I didn't really see a lot of promotion for the fucking show, man. And I'm sure that's what hurt the ratings. But yeah, seeing Ash, you know, in a future setup, damn, what a missed opportunity. I fucking wanted to see that. The Delta, like, all souped up, you know what I mean? Like, upgraded weaponry. It's just epic, man. I'm super bummed. But like Bruce said, we basically got like three more Evil Dead movies if you add up all the seasons, you know, maybe more. So that's it, guys. That's the end of an era right there. No more Evil Dead with Bruce Campbell. Maybe they could do a spinoff with the Ghost Beaters, you know, Kelly, Pablo, Ash's daughter, and maybe they can bring back that night dude somehow from the dead. Might be interesting if they do that. Maybe like Bruce can have little cameos here and there, you know. But that's gonna wrap up the episode, guys. I don't know what else to say. I probably sound a little bummed because I am. But keep an eye out for that Ant-Man Wasp trailer reaction video, and I'm gonna go on a little rant on that. So but guys, thank you for following the podcast. Really appreciate it. If you enjoy the content, once again, like and subscribe. Feel free to share, follow us on social media, all that jazz. The email is realfiends@gmail.com, and until next time, guys, take care.